9:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Vinny Serrato joining us in studio. Vinny, now you were at training camp on Saturday.
Yep.
And I know you're one of those guys, you look at everything. As you walked away, you were driving back up to Falston. What's the one thing that you couldn't get off your mind, out of your mind?
No onions, Rob.
No onions? Not
no,
one.
No, but no. It was military day. So okay. There was a lot of military guys out there in their uniforms and stuff, which was pretty cool. But I heard you guys, when I was driving in, talk about Likely. And Likely looks great. I mean, they were doing one-on-ones. Might have been, it was either Saturday or Thursday, because they all run together. But the difference between Likely and Andrews, they're doing one-on-ones, and they're going against, you know, the Ravens safeties. And Likely is more like a wide receiver because he goes out there, you know, on the DB, fakes, and separates, you know, because he's got that suddenness and quickness to get in and out of cuts. And then, like, he ran an out and up, catches a one-handed, you know, like, he just, yeah. Like, wow. You know, I mean.
He's got it all.
He does. Now, the difference with Andrews is, like, Andrews comes off the line, and he's got to beat the crap. Like, he's physical, blah, 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 knocking the safety around, and then he catches. So, I mean, they're both being productive, but they do it differently. One's kind of a thoroughbred, and one is a rebounder, you know, yeah. To get open. Well, they're both good.
Speaking of pass catchers, we were talking about Tez a little bit, Tez Walker. Yeah. What do you see with him?
I like him a lot. You know, I told you guys off air, I pulled him over and, you know, I said, hey, Tez. And, like, he came over like nicest kid in the world. And Mac, he was at North Carolina with Mac Brown.
Yeah.
And Mac was my receiver coach at Iowa State. So we both played for Mac.
Right.
So Tez is, I told him, I said, Tez, let me just say that you've improved so much from last year to this year. I says, your ability to sink your hips and get in and out of cuts is amazing. I said, Tez, I said, in your drills, do what Bateman does. Because I said, he's phenomenal at that at route running, getting in and out of cuts and stuff. So, and he says, yeah, I do. I says, it's hard for you. I says, Zay's spectacular, but Zay's 5'9", you know, and you're 6'2". You know, so kind of watch what Bateman does. But he looks really good. And he made some really nice plays on Saturday. I mean, they had a play where Lamar hit him on a deep post route, you know, and it was really – I haven't seen him drop a ball.
Really?
I haven't seen him drop a ball. No. No. And he is – because last year he was just like vertical guy. And this year – He can get in and out of cuts and stuff, you know, and he can run comebacks. And you know what I like about him? You know what I like about him too is like he always wants to go against Jair Alexander when they go one on one. You know, and he and they have some
battles.
Good matchups. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know.
With him too, isn't it something where they were talking about like he could do all the if you want to talk about the end of the route tree and all the taking the top off the defense, but he really needs to develop some other things that to set those up, some hitches, some comebacks and things in his game. Is that fair?
Yeah, that was fair. Yeah. Because and that's what I'm talking about. To be a good receiver, you got to be able to get your pads over your toes, you know, like when you're stopping, and you got to be able to sink your hips. Because the thing about it is what receivers do, like you're coming off the line running, and you're running straight, you know, soon as, and if you're running and then you got to stop to run a curl route or whatever, if you raise your chest up, corner, he's planting and he's coming right now because he knows you're stopping. But if you can run in to the tail end of your cut, run, you know, get your pads over your toes, run, boom, and then come back.
Well, it's kind of like a pitcher thrown out of the same arm slot, right? You want it to look similar, so it's different when you're, like, yeah. If the route looks the same every time, no matter what you're doing, you keep them guessing if you're running it right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, the nice thing about today is today's first day of pads.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. And let me just tell you guys have both loved Jair Alexander watching him practice.
I love the attitude. I think that's what the Ravens need.
Oh, no doubt.
On defense.
I mean, he brings confidence, cocky, arrogance, all that. You know, and he jumps up in their face. You know, and he hits, you know, he's jamming at the line of scrimmage and he's pressing them and doing all those things. He may get beat, you know, some. You know what gets him is sometimes the back shoulder, you know, when they throw it. But, I mean, he's right there with the guy. So I really like his arrogance and cockiness. Right. Now, you know, a couple, like Ouizie, he didn't practice. Like, he was running on the side field. I don't know what happened to him and Kone. Something happened. He left practice, too. So two of the corners went down. But it's a really, really fast defense. Yeah. And I told you guys the other day, you know, on Friday, they get a lot of hands on balls, you know. Which nice. Like.
Yeah. Can we still have that clip of Vinny talking about it, Joe? And find it. So, again, one of the other things with we were talking about all the pass catchers, but what about on the defensive side? What are you going to be looking for and seeing? Because, like, is there still questions about weak side linebacker, some depth on the D line? Is that where we kind of have the questions on the
defense? I don't think so. You know, I mean, what I want to watch with pads is I want to watch O-line and D-line. I want to watch pass rushers because I know we'll have one-on-one, you know, O-line, D-line today. So that's what I want to see. I mean, this is when you find out about your linemen. You know, I was watching the linemen Saturday. You know, they were just doing their drills and stuff, but just punching. I thought Voorhees had the best punch, strongest, you know, loudest punch.
Right.
And Falele was doing a hell of a job. You know, I mean, if he stays back and is patient in his pass pro, he does really good. But then he gets in the games, you know, and then he'll want to lunge. They're swimming right by him. So, you know, he's still got to get comfortable with that. Now, let me just say this. The Loopster, man, that dude's been kicking the heck out of the ball.
You got to understand, he's a rookie. He's coming in replacing a Hall of Famer. He's got to get himself in. He's a kicker, man. He's a heck of a kicker.
I don't care how much you practice. I got to see you in game environments and know you can do this.
No doubt. Yeah. And then that's the same questions they've got. But
I think the nerves were there even in practice and understanding the assignment that was been, that's I mean, been
you're
given
you're following the greatest kicker of all time.
Exactly. But since he's been to training camp, he has not missed.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday he was 6 for 6, but the longest was 42. But, I mean, he's kicking them, and they have the camera. You know, and it's like right in the middle of the goal. He's hitting the camp. It's not like barely in right or barely in.
Right,
no,
down the middle.
It's right down the middle every time. And that's, you know, and then like they do team periods and, you know, and then they got to run out and kick it. I mean, you see Lamar dapping the kicker and stuff, you know.
Jeremy's right. He's got to do it in the games. But right now there are no games, and the best I can ask for him is not to miss him in practice.
Yeah. He's doing everything he's supposed to do.
Well, the players have a lot more confidence in him now, which rightfully so. He's putting it right down the middle. And like you said, next Tuesday when they're practicing against Colts, it's going to be a big day for him. And then the preseason games, he's got to make them into preseason games because that's the next step.
Yeah.
After, and you know, till the Buffalo game.
What time is practice today?
1:30.
So you headed out there and check out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going out today. And then I just got to, you know, I mean, it's, Rob, when have you ever heard that, you know, you reported on Tuesday or Monday or whatever it was, and you can't have pads till the following week? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, when I was in college, we did pads three a days.
That's the NFL policy now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they couldn't. Today's first day of pads for most of the teams in the NFL. And then I don't know if you can go consecutive days in pads. Jeez. You know, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Let me ask you guys about, you know, because me and Haney were talking about it on Friday. You know, like the Bengals are saying, well, you know, going to play our starters more in the preseason. We're going to play Joe Burrow in the preseason. I'm like, what the? For what? 8 plays? You know what? Risk? You're going to, you know what? If he gets hurt in the preseason, I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be telling
him. I just don't get why they, and again, this is a team that you're going to see throw the football a ton this year because their defense didn't get any better.
They're just, the Bengals are dumb. We said that a lot. Vinny, thanks a lot, my man. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Well, you got it. I will definitely, Rob, just for you, I'll be looking for some onions today.
All right. Oh, nice. Don't be the creepy dude that takes pictures.
Hey, Rob's looking for you.